Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop shrinking, stop silencing yourself, and start showing up like the woman you know you're becoming. And just a quick heads up, January is going to look a little different around here. I'll be dropping notes on a slightly different schedule to help support you through the new year, especially those Sunday scaries. So make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss a thing, because these next few notes are important if you're walking into the new year differently. Now, this is our final note for the year, and I couldn't think of a better way to close it than this conversation. This note is for the woman who knows deep down that who she was this year cannot come into the next. Because today isn't just about reflection, it's about decision. Now, let's be honest, this year, a lot of women stayed quiet when they should have spoken up. They tolerated things they didn't like just to keep peace. They swallowed their needs just because they didn't want to seem difficult. They stayed in situations, whether it's jobs, relationships, or friendships that drained them. And some of you this year spent too much time apologizing, shrinking your opinions, waiting to be chosen, earning love instead of expecting it, reacting instead of pausing, and doubting yourself in rooms that you belonged in. And if that's you, I am not judging you, but I am saying this. That version of you does not get to lead next year. Now, here's the truth that a lot of women don't want to face. Confidence isn't going to just magically arrive January 1st. It comes from deciding who you no longer are available for. So before you think about goals, before you think about that vision board, before you think about becoming that girl, you have to ask yourself, who was I this year that I no longer want to be? Was I the woman who stayed silent instead of using her voice, reacted emotionally instead of responding intentionally, ignored her intuition, avoided boundaries because she feared rejection, questioned herself constantly? Because the woman that you are becoming, she moves differently. The woman that you are becoming pauses before she reacts, asks better questions instead of assuming, sets boundaries without explaining herself to death, speaks even when her voice shakes, walks into rooms knowing that she belongs there, and trusts herself more than outside validation. She doesn't need permission. She doesn't need to be perfect. She doesn't need to be chosen because she chooses herself first. And here's the key. You don't become her overnight. You become her through practice and choice. Releasing those old versions of yourself is uncomfortable because they once kept you safe. Silence protected you. People-pleasing kept the peace. Overthinking helped you avoid mistakes. But safety is not the same as alignment. And staying small to feel accepted will never feel as good as being fully expressed. You don't need to shame who you were. You just need to release her leadership. Now, let me pause for a second because I don't want to rush past this. If you've been listening to these notes for any amount of time, you know that we've talked about a lot this year. We talked about trusting yourself again, stopping overthinking, rebuilding self-worth, letting go of what no longer fits, learning how to take up space, and choosing yourself even when it's uncomfortable. And if I'm being honest, none of those conversations were random. They were preparing you for this moment. Because confidence isn't one big breakthrough. It's a series of small decisions where you stop abandoning yourself. So if you listened this year and thought, wow, this sounds like me, that doesn't mean that you're failing. It means that you are waking up. And I want to say this clearly. If you've been here listening, reflecting, thinking, questioning yourself, you are already doing the work. You don't have to be louder yet. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to reinvent yourself overnight. But you do get to decide what version of you no longer gets the mic. And that alone, that's powerful. Now take a deep breath with me and say this. I am allowed to outgrow who I was. Again, I am allowed to choose differently. Let that land. This isn't about becoming someone new. It's about allowing the real you to take up space. So as you step into the new year, I want you to remember this. You don't need to bring silence, self-doubt, over-tolerance, or fear of being seen with you. Who you were got you here, But who you're becoming is asking for more courage, more voice, and more self-trust. You are not behind. You're preparing to show up differently. And before we close this year, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for reflecting, for trusting me with these conversations. This space exists because you show up. Now listen, if this note stirred something in you, if you're realizing the next year cannot be led by the version of you who stayed quiet, overthought everything, or waited to be chosen, then your next step is visibility. Because confidence doesn't grow in hiding. It grows when you let yourself be seen, in your voice, in your choice, your presence. And that's why I'm co-hosting a 7-day challenge starting January 12th called Show Up and Shine, all about building confidence in your mindset and your personal style. For 7 days, we're working on stopping the shrinking, setting boundaries without guilt, dismantling your inner critic, showing up with intention, and learning how to truly walk into rooms like you belong there. Not perfectly and not loudly, but authentically. If you're ready to stop tiptoeing into the new year and actually own it, the link to join the challenge is in the show notes. Because who you were got you through this year, but who you're becoming, she's ready to be seen.